Welcome back to the studio for the second hour of this year's set of broadcasts from Music Fest Northwest. We started this morning at 10 o'clock. We'll do this until noon today, and then we'll do it again from 10 to 12 Thursday and Friday. Live performances in our studio, and a real reason we even have this studio. This has been one of the focuses for this radio station of these great live performances we get, including a couple of young pianists that we're about to hear from. Natalie Clay is a fifth grader, homeschooled from Mead, 11-year-old pianist who studies with a person who sends us a lot of great pianists, Lisa Sedlacek Markham. And Natalie has two pieces for us. The first is by De Courcey, and it's a Scottish poem. And the second by Jacobi is a sonatina. So beginning with the Scottish poem, here is pianist Natalie Clay. By De Courcey, performed there in the studio. And now we'll to the second piece, Natalie Clay playing for us, Jacobi's Sonatina. Okay, a lot of style. Let's all clap for Natalie Clay. Natalie, come over and talk to me for a minute while Will gets ready, goes to the piano and plays. Has anybody ever told you that you play really musically? Have you heard that said?
I think so.
Oh, you think so. Well, you do. And I see that you also do Irish dancing. Does it feel like it all kind of fits together to play piano and do dancing?
It helps a lot because the beat, the tempo of the music helps with me being able to dance correctly.
Yeah, so the music helps the dancing? In any way, do you think the dancing helps the music?
Yes, because it helps me feel more, like with all the gestures, it helps me feel more used to it.
The expression?
Yeah.
And that was a great group of pieces you played, because the first had that sense of expression, and the second that absolute sense of dance. So it sounds like you're having a really fine time with those two things. Then you also do art?
Yes, I draw a little.
You draw a little. Okay. Well, it sounds like you're having a really nice artistic life. Thank you a lot for playing for us.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Natalie Clay. And seated at the piano is Will Starley. He's a 15-year-old pianist, a ninth grader at Meade High School in Spokane, and studies with Naomi Wilson. Some of my very favorite pieces on the planet are the Impromptus by Schubert. From the first group of Impromptus, this is an Allegro, played for us in the studio by Will Starley. Will Starley playing for us the one of the impromptus by Schubert. You want to talk about it for a minute?
Sure.
Yeah, come over here and let's talk about it for a minute. It's so fun to listen to. Is it fun to play, or are you just too busy doing it to have fun?
Oh, it's lots of fun.
Yeah, it seems like it is.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit more about it. Is it kind of a physical fun, or what is it?
I like fast pieces because like the thrill you get from playing them, and this is definitely one of those pieces. Like all the scales and stuff at high speeds, yeah. Lots of fun.
And so obviously you do the practice to learn it from slow to fast and a lot of repetitions. Mm-hmm. Are you usually able to learn those technical things fairly quickly?
Pretty well. It takes some practice, but I get the hang of it.
Nice. So you have kind of an athletic sense of the piano, is that safe to say?
Yeah.
Do you do other athletics?
Mm-hmm. I do soccer, track, golf, yeah. Skiing, all that stuff.
Yeah. It just seemed that your physical sense on the piano was very comfortable.
Yeah.
Good. Well, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
What a lot of fun to hear. That was Will Starley playing Schubert for us. So we're going to venture up to St. John's Cathedral, and we're going to do that via Jim Tevenin, taking us back to the organ division.
And for the sounds from the organ division, we go now to a performance of a sonata by Felix Mendelssohn, Sonata Number 3, played for us here by Amelia Lloyd. Sounds from Musikfest Northwest Organ Division.
Thank you.
The Third Organ Sonata by Felix Mendelssohn, played for us there by Amelia Lloyd at St. John's Cathedral here in Spokane, part of Music Fest Northwest. Let's go back to the studio and Vern Windham and some more of our young performers.
And back in the studio for our final half hour of today's broadcast of musicians from Music Fest Northwest. Between now and noon, we'll hear from a couple pianists, a tenor saxophone player, a violinist, and a soprano. So we're looking forward to all of that. Again, I can't say it often enough to advocate for going to the concert tonight and Friday night, especially the concert tonight. Spokane Symphony on stage, Morihiko Nakahara, and seven brilliant performers playing their concertos with the Spokane Symphony, and may I say it again, in that free concert at the Fox. What an opportunity. Bring your family. It's a really great civic event, the excitement of these brilliant young performers, the beautiful music making, and so much more. Speaking of good music making, Eva Iannelli is at the piano. She is a fifth grader, 10-year-old pianist who goes to Libby Center, the second of our Libby Center people today, and that's pretty fun. She studies with Kai Feng and has for us a Tchaikovsky piece, a really evocative piece, subtitled The Witch, or as they say, Baba Yaga. This is pianist Eva Iannelli. Eva Iannelli evoking the witch, Baba Yaga, for us in that Tchaikovsky piece. Eva, do you kind of especially like to play piano pieces that have stories to them or have feelings or like that witch piece you just did?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and talk about that. Are you involved with stories and writing stories and all that stuff in your house?
I really do like writing and reading stories. It's just something I do quite a lot in my free time.
Yeah, does the rest of your family too involved in that?
A little bit.
Okay, and so you say free time because you do so many things. You do flute. You do ballet. Are they just simply all fun things that you get to do?
Yes.
Yeah. And you're not asked to choose yet, but are there, out of all the neat things you do, are there a few that are even more special?
I especially like playing flute.
Playing flute. Okay, so how long have you been playing the flute?
About 8 months. I started in September.
Oh, okay, and you're real comfortable with that instrument and having a fine time. And you have a really nice band program at Libby Center, don't you?
Yes, we do.
You do kind of some imaginative things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you make up any music on the flute ever?
Sometimes.
Yeah, I can imagine you would. Well, anyway, thank you. Thank you for that really great character-filled playing, Eva Iannelli. Thanks.